Kala,
Kala,
Artha,
Artha,
Yuktani,
Yuktani,
Rit,
Rit,
Tapa,
Tapa,
Upashamani,
Upashamani,
Cha,
Cha,
Haranti,
Haranti,
Smarata,
Smarata,
Chitam,
Chitam,
Govinda,
Govinda,
Abhihitani,
Abhihitani,
Mei,
Mei,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me.
Anyone want to chant it?
Desha Kalata Yuktani,
Desha Kalata Yuktani,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smaratash Chittam,
Haranti Smaratash Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me.
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smarata Chittam,
Haranti Smarata Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smarata Chittam,
Haranti Smarata Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smarata Chittam,
Haranti Smarata Chittam,
Govinda Bihitani Me,
Govinda Bihitani Me.
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Desha Kalarta Yuktani,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Ritapo Pashamani Cha,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Haranti Smaratas Chittam,
Govinda Ba, Govinda Bhutani, Bhutani Me,
Govinda Bhutani Me.
Desha Kalanta Yotani.
Desha Kalanta Yotani.
Rita Popa Samanicha.
Rita Popa Samanicha.
Haranti Smaratas Chitam.
Haranti Smaratas Chitam.
Govinda Bihitani Me.
Govinda Bihitani Me.
Desha,
Desha,
空间，
空间
，Kala,
Kala,
时间，
时间
，Artha,
Artha,
重要的，
重要的
，Yuktani,
Yuktani,
充满了，
充满了
，Hit,
Hit,
心，
心
，Tapa,
Tapa.
燃烧，
燃烧。
Upasamani,
Upasamani,
这个记忆吧，是吧？我还是串行了，我串行了。灭火，
灭火。
Cha,
Cha,
和
Haranti,
Haranti,
吸引，
吸引。
Smarata,
Smarata,
被记忆，
被记忆。
Chitam,
Chitam,
内心，
内心。
Govinda,
Govinda,
至尊人格，守神，
至尊人格，
守神，快乐，
快乐，快乐。
Abhihitani,
Abhihitani,
就是讲述，被谁谁谁讲述，
被谁谁谁讲述。
May,
May,
对我，
对我。
Now I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the personality of Godhead Govinda because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space.
现在呢我被至尊人格守神植入我心中的那些个训示所吸引至尊人格守神是 Govinda 因为所有这些个训示充满了无论在什么时间和空间里所有的状况下能够就是让我们的心燃烧的心能够得到缓解的那些个训示
You want to just read the first two paragraphs?
Oh, you mean
Just, yeah, just read, you read
Oh
And,
Okay Is
you want me to?
Arjuna is speaking, right? Because
yes.
Suddenly,
yeah, Arjuna is speaking.
Okay. 所以在这里呢 ，Arjuna 指的实际上是薄伽梵歌的教导。这个薄伽梵歌的教导呢，是至尊主在 Kurukshetra 战场上给他讲述的。至尊主呢，至尊主讲述薄伽梵歌的教导在走之间讲述薄伽梵歌的教导不是仅仅只是为了利益尔朱那而且实际上是对所有的时间和空间里的人都是有好处的这薄伽梵歌至尊人格守神所讲述的薄伽梵歌是所有伟大智慧的精华那这个至尊主本人所讲述的这个教导是对那些个在没有人家没有什么时间去阅读像这个奥义书啊往事书啊或者是伟丹的苏扯所有这些个经典的人啊我带了救了我了，好好好，谢谢，没事的。I always have to translate again. Okay, 好，要是，要不然我这都出汗了，要不然重新要说一遍。我刚才听到我就说，难念了，差。 阿尔朱纳在这节诗中指的是至尊主在库鲁切特战场上传授给他的薄伽梵歌的教导。至尊主讲述薄伽梵歌不仅仅是为了阿尔朱纳个人的利益，也是为了在所有时空中的生物体的利益。至尊人格守神所讲述的薄伽梵歌是一切伟大知识的精华，为了那些很少有时间通读奥义书、往事书和维丹达苏特的人的利益，至尊主本人生动地讲述了整部薄伽梵歌。薄伽梵歌被加在伟大的史诗《马哈巴拉特》的篇章中，而《马哈巴拉特》是专门为了利益智力欠佳的人准备的，这些人包括妇女、劳工阶层的人，以及 Brahmana、Chatriya 和高阶层 Vaishya 的那些品质低劣的后代。而朱呢，在Kurukshetra战场上时，心中升起的疑惑被薄伽梵歌的教导一扫而空。当至尊主消失在地球人的视野中，尔朱纳失去了他曾经有过的力量和名望时，他想要重温薄伽梵歌中的伟大教导，以身作则地告诉所有的人，薄伽梵歌中的教导是在任何困境中都适用的知识，不仅能减轻人心中的一切痛苦，而且还能在危急时刻给人提供摆脱极度困境的方法。至尊主离开地球后，仁慈地把他在薄伽梵歌中的伟大教导留给了我们人类，以使我们能够甚至在用物质的视力看不到它的情况下都能接受它的教导。物质感官感知不到至尊主，但至尊主可以用它不可思议的力量，透过它展示的另一种形式的能量，物质能量，以让受制约的灵魂的感官能够清楚地感知到的方法把它自己呈现出来。所以至尊主的声音代表薄伽梵歌或其他真正的经典也都是至尊主的化身。至尊主的声音代表与至尊主本人没有区别，我们可以从薄伽梵歌中得到的利益与尔朱纳跟至尊主本人在一起时得到的利益一样。我再把那个译文再翻一遍。我现在深受人格守神Govinda给我的那些教导的吸引，因为其中充满了使人在任何时空、任何环境下都能去除内心煎熬的指示。
Om Gyanati Varandasya Gananjana Savakaya Chakshu Unmilitam Yudhasmai Shri Guru Namaha Mukham Kuroti Vachalam Angam Bangayate GariYakipatamaham Vandey Shri Guru Jivitananam Nama Om Vishnu Buddhaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharini Vishesha Shunyavari Vastuchade Satarani Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Dvaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gauravani Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare HareSo the purport is much longer, but I'll just read the first part, and we'll speak from this first, and then we'll continue.
这个要旨相当的长，所以呢，我们就把它分开。我先读了这个第一个部分，然后我们先讲，然后再。
I picked this verse.Because not only this is about Srimad Bhagavatam, but it's also about Bhagavad Gita.
我之所以拣选这一节诗来讲，不仅仅是它是这个在谈这个薄伽瓦坛，同时它也谈到了薄伽梵歌。
And there were very important instructions given about Bhagavad Gita.
那在里面就谈到了这个薄伽梵歌。所谈到的非常重要的讯息。
This verse was spoken by Arjuna after Krishna left the world.
这一节诗呢是阿尔朱纳在克里什纳离开地球以后他所讲的话。
And Arjuna was just learning about Krishna's departure.
嗯，这个阿尔朱纳他刚刚了解到克里什纳离开了。
And because he was very dear friend of Krishna, they had a very close, friendly relationship. Although, of course, he was a great devotee of Krishna.
嗯，虽然呢，阿尔朱纳是 Krishna 非常伟大的奉献者，那他呢也是 Krishna 特别特别亲密的朋友。
Arjuna was immediately feeling great separation from Krishna.
那个阿尔朱纳当时呢就感受到很深的跟 Krishna 分离的一种情感。
And he was remembering that, or he was thinking that now that Krishna has departed, that whatever strength, abilities, whatever I have, I don't feel as if I have them anymore because Krishna is no longer present.
嗯，阿尔朱纳当时呢，他就觉得啊，现在 Krishna 走了，那我曾经所拥有的所有的这个力量，所有的能力。全部都没了，因为他走了，所以我什么都没了。
That was the nature of Arjuna's close, intimate relationship he had with Krishna.
嗯，这个是因为阿尔朱纳跟 Krishna 有过这么紧密的那种关系以后所呈现出来的那种状态。
Just that, like even in ordinary sense, sometimes people are very, very motivated when.Somebody who's very dear to them is present, but when he's not present, they lose their motivation.
这个实际上在普通的情况下，我们也知道，就是当我们特别特别亲密的人还在的时候，我们就是特别有动力去做什么事情。但是，一旦那个人一旦离开了我们了，我们一下子好像那个动力就都没了。
When they think, "What is the value of my life now if I can't live and?" Experience the presence of somebody who's so dear to me.
所以呢，我们就会想说，我现在的生命还有什么意义啊？我最亲密的这个人已经离我而去了，我还活着做什么呢？我们会这么想。
I'm motivated to do something because I'm thinking how I can please this person, and seeing this person pleased gives me the impetus to do it.
我之所以现在这么有动力的想要去做一件事情，就是因为我本来就是想要取悦我深深爱着的这个人，结果这个人就离我而去了，那么为什么我还要再做下去？
And therefore, I can also speak. I remember when Prabhupada departed in 1977, I was thinking the same way.
他说：“实际上，我当时就是这种感受。当圣帕布帕德1977年离开我们的时候，我是有着同样的感受。”
But on the spiritual platform, there is a great difference between the loss of a mundane relationship and the loss of the physical presence of somebody who's very spiritually powerful.
嗯，所以但是呢，就是。在灵性的层面上，这个还是不一样的啊。那个是在物质的层面上 ，OK， 失去了联系，走了就走了，那个联系就没了。但是在灵性的层面上，那个尤其是灵性的那个力量那么大的那个人，就不是这个样子。
Because spiritually powerful persons, they leave behind something that a person can take and hold on to and remember always.
嗯，因为在灵性上力量特别大的人，他留下一些东西，可以让那些还继续活下去的人能够紧紧地抓住他所遗留下来的这些东西，然后一直不断地往前走。
As Prabhupada explains here, the instructions they leave behind are not just for a temporary segment of time, but they're good for all time.
嗯，正如圣帕帕德在要旨中解释的，当年这个 Krishna 所讲述的这个教导，不是只是为了当时那个时空有好处，而是为了所有的不受时空限制的都是有好处的。
Not even just this one life, but our eternity, our entire eternal existence.
嗯，它不是仅仅就是啊这一生这个教导适用，而是永恒的都适用。
It's like there's a famous inscription that was left behind. about was Haridas Thakur.
就像有一个特别著名的一个著作，就讲的是有关 Haridas Thakur 留下来的现在这个著作。
That he reasons ill who say that Vaishnava is thine. When thou art living still and sound.
就是他当时就是特别难过，就是 Vaishnava， 其他的 Vaishnava 走了，怎么我还能活得下来？走了，他就已经死了，他就不在
了。
脑子有问题。OK， 他说那个哈尔达斯塔库说的是，如果一个歪什纳瓦离开了我们认为他就死了的话，实际上他的思维方式是有问题的。
因为他以声音震荡的方式
继续活在我们中间。
Vaishnava is dying to live, and in living, try to spread the holy name around.
这个 Vaishnava 他死了，实际上他是为了活着，他是为了让整个的圣名传播全世界。
In other words, even when a Vaishnava departs, he still leaves something behind for which are beneficial for everyone who can take advantage of what they left behind.
换句话说就是，那就是一个 Vaishnava， 哪怕他离开了我们啊，就是比方说表面上看死了，但实际上他留下的东西却给后代的一代一代人都是带来好处的。
They don't leave behind just memories.
这实际上呢，就是都是那个记忆都在那里。
They leave behind a lot more than just memories.
他们实际上就是所有的记忆都在那里。
They leave behind the method by which we can achieve the same perfection that they achieve.
他留给我们留下了记忆，他们给我们留下了记忆，他们给我们留下了就是那些个教导，而我们只要按照那个教导去做，我们每个人都会得到好处。
Just like there is also a prayer by the demigods in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
就像这个在这个博伽梵歌第十篇里头有那个半神人的祈祷，圣解博伽瓦坛的那个半神人的祈祷，第十篇。
Praying to the Supreme Lord.
他们那些半神人都向至尊主在祈祷。
Addressing him as a kalpataru, just like you are, just like a desire. Desire to.
那他们向至尊主祈祷的时候，就说他，你就像一棵如愿树。
He said that actually the demigods are saying that you would like a desire tree because they fulfill the desire. You fulfill the desire of your devotees.
那些半神祈祷说，你之所以就是像一棵如愿树一样，是因为你满足所有的奉献者的愿望。
Who perfected their lives by following your instructions?
这些个奉献者，他们透过遵循您的教导而使自己的人生得到完美。
And you accepted their method of worshiping you.
而您呢，就是接受他们就是崇拜您的所有的一切。
But not only did you accept their method of worshiping you.
您呢不仅仅接受他们崇拜您的方法。
But you accept the method of worship of those.Who worship them?
他们就是您不仅仅接受他们对您的崇拜，而且还接受那些崇拜他们的人的那些的努力，你都接受。
Therefore, they're glorifying the Lord that you're accepting their method of worshiping them, so that you can go back. Everyone can go back to you.
由于您接受那些个Vaishnava 的追随者去崇拜 Vaishnava 所做的努力，就以这样的一个形式，最后所有的人都能够回到您身边。
And they compared it to like a person who crosses the ocean in a boat.
这个呢，他们就把它比作就像一个人跨越海洋，就是乘船跨越海洋。
But although they cross the ocean in a boat, they leave the boat behind, so others can take the same boat.
他们的那种形容就是说，这些个 Vaishnava， 这些个奉献者，他们虽然就是乘船到了彼岸，但是他们却把船留在了那个岸，然后让其他的人能够继续乘船到彼岸去。
And therefore, the demigods are praying to the Lord in this way that you've accepted their method of worship, but that also we have the same.Opportunity because they left behind the boat for us to cross to.
所以呢，这个拜师人就是向至尊主的祈祷的时候就说，说您呢接受了他们对您的这个崇拜，但是我们这些拜师人，我们也有机会，为什么呢？因为那些人把他们到达彼岸的那个船留在了这岸的这一边，所以我们也可以乘船到彼岸去。
All we have to do is get in the boat and stay in the boat.
我们唯一要做的事情就是登上船，然后就在船上待着就行了。
And in fact, the sages of Naimisharanya they compared Suta Goswami as you were the captain of our boat.
那就是在这个 Naimisharanya 森林里面的所有的那些个圣人，当时就称 Suta Goswami 说，您就是我们那条船上的船长。
Because Suta Goswami was speaking the message of Srimad Bhagavatam.
因为 Suta Goswami 当时就是要给他们讲述博家圣典博家瓦坛的信息了。
So they were actually praying. The sages of Naimisharanya are also praying that now that we're all in this boat together.Now you, as the captain, please take the boat across the ocean.
所以呢，当时奈米什安森林里面的那些个圣人就向这个苏塔狗斯瓦米祈祷说：“现在我们就都在了，都坐上了这条船，因此，请您作为船长带着我们到彼岸去。”
What is the boat?
那个船是什么呢？
It's the message of Srimad Bhagavatam.
就是圣典博迦瓦坛里面所有的这些信息。
Therefore, they were prepared to sit and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, a great sacrifice.
所以呢，他们就做好了准备，就坐在那里聆听整部的圣典博迦瓦坛。
Because Srimad Bhagavatam is a message of the Supreme Lord, which is meant to carry us across the ocean of material existence.
因为圣典博迦瓦坛里头充满了。有关至尊人格守神的信息，而所有的这些信息、这些个知识，就构成了把人渡到彼岸的那条船。
So Arjuna was thinking, Krishna has left. Now, how am I going to live?
那所以 Arjuna 呢？当他知道 Krishna 离开了，他就想说 ，Krishna 离开了我们，我还怎么继续活下去啊
？And in this verse, he's saying.Now I'm attracted to those instructions which were given to me by Govinda.
所以呢，就在这节诗里，他就说了，我现在深受人格守神 Govinda 给我的那些教导的吸引。
Because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart.
因为其中充满了使人去除内心煎熬的指示。
In all circumstances.Of time and space.
那中文的这个就是因为其中充满了使人在任何时空、任何环境下都能去除内心煎熬的指示。
So, this is how Arjuna began to think when he realized that Krishna is no longer here.
所以这个就是当阿尔朱那。认识到、意识到 Krishna 已经不在地球上了，那以后他该怎么办呢？这个就是他的内心想法。
But then, by thinking this way, he realized Krishna is still here.
但是呢，通过这样想，他又意识到，哦，实际上 Krishna 还在。
He left behind something.
他留给了我们一些东西。
He left behind himself.
他把他自己留下来了。
He left behind everything that.Was most important to me during his presence.
他把就是在他活着的时候对我是那么重要的所有的东西留下来了。
What did he leave behind?
那他留下的是什么呢
？And what did Arjuna remember?
Arjuna 能够记住的是什么呢
？Arjuna didn't remember just all the nice exchanges they had.
Arjuna 他。当时回忆起来的不是光是他跟 Krishna 彼此之间那个交流有多甜美。
Arjuna remembered that when I was in the most difficult time.
Arjuna 回忆的起来的是什么呢？就是当我在那么困难的时候。
When I was standing before all my friends, my relatives, family members who are on the opposing side.
当我站在我的亲戚、我的朋友都站在我的敌方的阵营里，面对我的那种困难的时候
，And I found myself having to fight with them.
当时我就是 了解到我必须要跟这些人作战的那个困难时刻。
And Arjuna was kshatriya. Arjuna was a kshatriya. He had to fight to death.
而 Arjuna 他当时的身份就是一个 kshatriya， 他是必须要战死在沙场的要。
A kshatriya fights to death. Either he kills everyone or he's killed. But there's no question.
这个 kshatriya 就是这样，他就是。就是要战死沙场，要不就是他把别人全杀死，要不就是别人把他给杀死，这个就是他的。
That's what a kshatriya is trained to do.
这个就是 kshatriya 被训练的，就是这个样子。
Kshatriya is never killed in the back.
那个 kshatriya 永远都不可能被人从背后就是杀死的。
Because he never turns his back.
因为他永远都会当逃兵。
He always faces.
他永远都是面对敌人。
So because he's always facing his enemy,
由于他永远都是面对他的敌人
and he's fighting head face to face with his enemy.
跟敌人面对面的作战
He's never running away.
他永远都不会就是当逃兵逃跑
Because he knows either I die or I kill, have to kill everybody.
所以他当时站在那个在那个处境下，他知道这个这场战争就是要不我死，要不我就把所有人都杀死。
And that was his duty.
这个是我的职责。
And he was bewildered.
当时他完全迷惑。
This is the most difficult time of my whole life.
所以呢，那个时候他就觉得这是我人生当中最困难的一个时刻。
And who saved me?
而谁拯救了我
？Krishna.
Krishna.
He's thinking it was Krishna's instructions that saved me.
当时他就认识到，实际上是 Krishna 的教导。拯救了我。
In the darkest hour. In the darkest hour.
在最黑暗的那个状态当中，时刻，在我人生当中最黑暗的时刻，是 Krishna 拯救了我。
It was Prabhupada says in the purport.
所以帕帕就在要旨当中就说。
He said, Bhagavad Gita can be consulted in all critical times.
他说这个国家梵歌就是在所有的关键时刻啊，就都是。
Not only for solace from all kinds of mental agonies, but also for the way out of great entanglements which may embarrass one in some critical hour. You see, it's right at the very end of the first paragraph.
Yeah, 对，就说，the first paragraph, right?
It's the last sentence of the first
sentence,
of the first paragraph.
Okay, 好，就是博伽梵歌中的教导是在任何困境中都适用的知识，不仅能减轻人心中的一切痛苦，而且还能在危急时刻给人提供摆脱极度困境的方法。
So, Srila Prabhupada makes a very, very important point in the purport.
所以呢，圣帕帕的在要旨里头，就是把这个做一个特别的重点强调出来。
That Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita Arjuna, but not just for Arjuna.
所以他就说 ，Krishna 讲给这个 Arjuna 讲博伽梵歌，他不是仅仅为了 Arjuna 讲的。
It wasn't just Arjuna who was getting the benefit of Krishna's instructions.
并不是只有 Arjuna 得到 Krishna 教导的那个好处。
Krishna left those instructions behind for the benefit of all mankind.
实际上 ，Krishna 就是透过讲述博伽梵歌，是给整个人类的那个利益啊留下的那个教导。
Because those instructions were therefore later recorded by Vedavyas.
因为所有的这些个教导，后来就是在后期就被这个Vyasa Dev 就是记载下来了。
Who was a literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord?
Vyasa Dev 他是至尊人格守神的文学化身。
And who in deep meditation and trance compiled all the Vedic literatures?
Vyasa Dev 呢，他在他的深入冥想的最后那种出神的状态下，他就是把所有的这个伟达的文献全部都记载下。
And then later he compiled the Mahabharata.
后来他又把这个 Mahabharata 又给
Which is the whole historical account of the Battle of Kurukshetra.
这个马哈巴尔塔实际上就是讲的这个库尔柴特战争的前前后后的整个的历史。
And right contained within Mahabharata is Krishna's instructions to Arjuna.
而就在这个马哈巴尔塔的那个最核心的那个部分，就是有着 Krishna 对阿尔朱那的这个教导，博伽梵歌。
Right in the middle.
就在那个中间。
Right. For those who are sincere, they'll go, they'll understand that you have to get to the essence. It's in the middle. It's protected on the other two sides.
也就是说，对于那些个对于生命真相真诚的想要了解的人，他们就是说，比方读整个一个文学作品的时候，他们应该就是知道，实际上那个真正的精华部分就在中间，被保护起来了。两边都加了一些故事啦、记载啦，把它保护起来。
Just like sometimes people they're very much attracted to Mahabharata because it's filled with all kinds of.Espionage and intrigues.
到时候有很多人受马哈巴拉特的那个吸引，是因为里头有那么多的这种什么那种间谍啦，什么反正就是神秘力量啊等等，他们是受那些东西的吸引，那个故事情节的吸引。
It's a good book if one wants to hear about all kinds of intrigues. I think that's a good word.
他反正就是说他们彼此之间互相介绍起来，这个马哈巴拉特说：“哦，马哈巴拉特就是特别棒的一部这个著作啊，那个里面都是充满了怎么勾心斗角的政治斗争的什么，反正特别有趣的。”
Because it's got all the stories about how the Pandavas were exiled into the forest.
然后呢，里面讲的这个潘达瓦五兄弟怎么被这个对方就是耍阴谋诡计，然后最后送到那个森林里流放去了什么的。
And how there were so many different types of plans that Duryodhana and company were making to kill the Pandavas while they were in exile.
然后呢，里面呢就是描述了很多很多那个潘达瓦五兄弟的那个这个与他们为敌的那个 Duryodhana， 他们制定各种各样的阴谋，怎么对付潘达瓦五兄弟。
How they would try to they burnt down the house that was made out of lacquer.Specifically, they arranged for the Pandavas to be there so that they could light the fire and kill them, but the Pandavas still escaped.
然后那个故事里面就那个就把马哈巴拉特就讲了这个杜尤旦他们怎么设计阴谋诡计，专门就是造了一个重胶弄的房子，然后就是为了让潘达瓦五兄弟他们进去，然后最后点火要把他们全部烧死，结果他们还是又逃出去了啊！这故事真是太有趣了。
Attempt to kill him by giving the poison.
然后还有就是里面又写了他们怎么给潘达瓦五兄弟下毒。
But Krishna was always protecting them.
但是我们看到 Krishna 一直都在保护他们。
All the Kauravas, especially Duryodhana, was trying to always plotting because he was so envious of the Pandavas.
那个在那个里面描述的就是那杜尤旦他是那么的嫉妒潘达瓦五兄弟，一直不断的都是想要给他们。脚下下巴听得懂吗？就是给他们搞各种各样的事情，想要让他们倒下去。但是 Krishna 始终在保护潘达瓦。
Not only is it an historical account, but it's a good story.
然后这个不仅就是这种历史的记载，是挺特别有趣的故事。很多人就是这么认为的。
Yeah, it keeps just like if you're watching a movie and there's all these intrigues going on, it keeps you.Glued to the television screen. It's one intrigue after the next.
Yeah. 所以呢，如果我们去看那个马哈巴拉特的那个连续剧的话，你就会看到一集一集的，你都根本就很多人真的他不睡觉都要看，就看我们看那个间谍片，看什么一直特别紧张，就恨不得就眼睛离不开那个屏幕了。
So Vyasadeva actually he tricked everybody to read this historical account filled with intrigues.And right in the middle, he put Bhagavad Gita.
是这样，维亚萨德夫呢，他就是骗了所有的人。他就是把那个故事情节、那个历史描述的那么的，就是曲折，然后激动人心等等等等的。然后就在中间，他把国家梵歌放进去了。
So if they wanted to read everything from beginning to end, they had to read Bhagavad Gita too.
所以如果一个人想要就是。把整个的马哈巴拉特全部都看完的话，他们必须要读国家梵歌这个中间那一段。
But the essence of Mahabharata is Krishna's instructions to Arjuna.
但是实际上，这个马哈巴拉特的真正的精华就是国家梵歌 ，Krishna 的教导。
And therefore, of course, Mahabharata, is all about Krishna.
那当然了，马哈巴拉特里头描述的所有的一切也是都是围绕着 Krishna。
And it's about Krishna's devotees。
以及 Krishna 的奉献者。
And Hearing Mahabharata is certainly beneficial.
所以呢，聆听 Mahabharata 当然对我们非常有好处。
But what did Arjuna remember?
但是整个这些都发生了以后，尔朱呢记忆他的能够记起来的东西是什么？
He remembered that he was facing the most difficult time of his life.
他当时回忆起来的就是在他人生当中最困难的那个时刻。
Krishna instructed me.
Krishna 在那个时刻给了我教导。
And now he's saying, now I'm remembering those instructions.
所以他就现在就说，我现在呢。记起了所有的这些教导。
And because he was remembering those instructions, then he was actually feeling relieved in the midst of a most difficult time, especially of having heard that now Krishna is left.
由于他记起了 Krishna 给他的这个教导，因此在他所有的困难的时刻记起这个教导，尤其是现在当他知道 Krishna 已经离开了他们，已经走掉了的这种困难的时刻，这种教导给了他这种内心的一种缓解。
This is actually how to live in this world and survive.
这个实际上就是我们在这个世界里如何能够活下去，能够活下去的一个方式。
When I read this verse in purport, it makes me think oftentimes, how can people live without Krishna, knowing Krishna?
他说每当我读到这节诗的教导的时候，我经常就在想说，这个世界上的人，他们在不了解 Krishna, 不知道 Krishna 的情况，他们怎么能够继续活下去？
Because there are always going to be difficulties in life.
因为在我们的整个的一生当中，一直都会不断的面对困境。
But whenever there's difficulties in life, if one doesn't know anything about Krishna, one simply thinks, "How do I avoid difficulties?"
所以说，当人们遇到困境的时候，尤其是他们不知道 Krishna 的时候，唯一他们能够想的就是我怎么能够避开这个困难。
So in their mind, they just make a plan for some temporary relief from difficulty.
所以在他们的心中，他们只能就是制定一些个我怎么能够在这种就是短暂的避开这个困难的处境。他们就是只能做这点打算。
They think that life is meant for avoiding difficulties.
他们认为人生就是为了能够不断的避开各种痛困难。
And if I can avoid difficulties.I'll be happy.
如果我能避开困难的话，我就会开心了。
If it wasn't for these difficulties, I'd be happy all the time.
如果没有这些困难的存在，那我一直都会特别开心呢。
Therefore, if I just get rid of these difficulties, I'll be happy.
因此，如果我能够避开这些困难，我就会快乐。
But what is that getting rid of difficulties?
那这种能够摆脱困难的这个到底是怎么个意思呢？
It's just a temporary adjustment.
实际上只是一个短暂的一个调整。实际上
I've got rid of this difficulty.
我现在躲开这个困难了。
Does it mean difficulties are gone?
我现在摆脱这个困难了，是这个困难真的就走了吗？
We may feel relief and happy that we got rid of that difficulty.
也许呢，当时我们就感觉到，终于松了一口气了，我终于摆脱这个困难了，所以我挺开心的。
But there'll be another one.
但是马上另外一困难又来了。
It's just the nature of this world.
这个就是这个世界的本质。
And so, if persons don't know anything about people, don't know anything about Krishna, then the only thing they can think of in difficulties is how to avoid difficulties.
所以呢，那些个不知道 Krishna 的人，唯一面对困难的方式就是我怎么能够避开困难，摆脱困难。
Sometimes they make temporary plans to avoid difficult. Sometimes they try to make permanent plans.
他们呢，就是有的时候制定一些个短暂的，就是逃开困难的这样一个处境。但是有的时候，他们自以为可以制定一个永久的，能够避开困难的这些计划。
If I become wealthy, it's a permanent plan to avoid difficulties.
如果我能够变得富有的话，那我就是一直就不会有困难。
Then whatever this difficulty, I'll just pay my way out of it.
如果遇到各种各样的困难的话，我只要用花钱就解决问题了。
They think they make permanent plans to avoid difficulties.
他们以为他们是在制定一个解决困难的永恒的方式。
Or if I get sick, I have permanent plan how to get better.
那如果我病了的话，我要制定一个永久的让我好起来的一个方法。
But then old age sneaks in.
但是呢，老年不就会来了吗？
And there's no way to make a permanent solution to old age.
所以说，制定一个永恒的让自己不老的计划呢？
There's no permanent solutions.
根本就没有那个永久的那种解决问题的方式。
Birth, death, disease, old age, 人有没有？
所以生老病死，这个是我们逃不了的一个事情，对吧？
There's no way to permanently avoid these things.
没有什么永久的可以解决这生老病死的方法。
And then what happens?
那接下来就发生什么了呢？
Is that people begin to think?There's no solution.
然后接下来人们因为解决不了这些问题，就想哦，就没有解决问题的方法。
And then they become more miserable.
然后呢，这样就他们就感到更加痛苦。
Because they gradually come to the conclusion, this is what life's all about.
然后接下来他们就会得出一个结论了啊，原来人生就是这样。
And then they think the only solution is to not exist.
那接下来他们就得到一个结论，就是说，唯一的解决问题的方式就是根本不要存在。
There's no other way.
没别的方法了。
If I don't exist, at least I won't suffer.
那如果我不存在的话，是不是至少我不会痛苦了？
And then they start making plans for their permanent solution.
好，然后接下来他们又为了这个又要就是找到一个永久的一个方法。
The karmis, they want to enjoy fruits. They think the fruit, temporary fruits will.Make me happy and relieve my suffering.
那些个物质主义者 ，karmi， 他们就认为所有的这些个短暂的这些活动的结果可以让我享受，让我不要痛苦。
The gyanis they want their fruit.
那些个知识思辨者，他们也想得到他们活动的结果。
They perform severe austerities and penances.
他们就是为了得到好处，他们从事严酷的苦行。
And they engage in mental speculation and trying to understand the supreme.
然后呢，他们就进行枯燥的这种内心的思辨，就是以为透过这样的方法就可以了解至尊真理。
So they think the permanent solution is to liberation.
所以他们认为，就是永恒的解决问题的方式就是解脱啊。
Because liberation means I'll be happy forever.
解脱的意思对他们来说就是我会永恒的快乐了。
Because I finally dealt with difficulties and suffering.
因为我就是终于就是我现在开始解决了这种痛苦的这种问题。
I found the permanent solution to all difficulties and suffering.
我现在找到了解决所有痛苦的那个永恒的那个方法了。
And that's very attractive.
这个特别吸引人。
To not exist.
那是什么呢？就是不再存在下去了，不再存在下去。
But unfortunately, that's not the permanent solution.
但是很不幸的，这也不是永恒的解决问题的方式。
Even liberation isn't complete.
因为就连这个解脱，它也不是最完整的一个解决问题的方式。
Of course, there are different types of liberation.
那当然了，解脱有不同的方式，不同的方式。
Five types of liberation. One is to merge into the absolute.
那在五种解脱的方式当中，其中有一种方式就是能够融入绝对真理。
This is called Sayuja Mukti.
这个叫 Sayuja Mukti.
Which means to merge, to give up one's.Identity.
这个意思就是说，完全放弃自己的独立的那个个体的身份。
But there are
融入了。
There are other types of liberation.
但是呢，也有其他种的这个解脱。
Which is to have the same opulences as the supreme.
就是有跟至尊主有同样财富的解脱。
To have the same form as the supreme.
或者是跟至尊主有同样的形象的解脱。
To live on the same planet as the supreme.
跟至尊主住在同一个星球上的解脱。
Or to have a relationship, friendly relationship.
或者是跟至尊主有一个友好的方式。变成他的朋友的那种解脱。
These are other types of liberation.
这些呢都是其他种类的解脱。
A Vaishnava, he's not even interested in any of these types of liberation.
但是至尊主的奉献者 Vaishnava 对所有这些类型的解脱都没有兴趣。
Although he'll accept these four types of liberation, if That's what appears to
him.
That's what comes to him.
尽管刚才他提的五种里头的后面的四种最后就会出现在他的生命当中，因此他会接受这四种形式，但是他没兴趣。
Vaishnava doesn't even aspire for these types of liberation.
但是呢，他虽然最终就会出现在他的生命当中，但是他们不会热心于这四种解脱。
But a Vaishnava will never accept Sayuja Mukti.
那当然了， Vaishnava就也就至尊主的奉献者永远都不会接受去融入什么光融入真理的那种解脱。
Prabodhananda Saraswati says Kaivalya Narakayate Kaivalya Narakayate He says when, if I think of Sayuja Kaivalya impersonal liberation it's like going to hell
所以呢有一位 Vaishnava 他就说了当我想到那种非人格神的那种解脱就是融入梵光对我来说我就觉得要让我去地狱一样难受
Why does he think like that?
为什么他会这么想
he thinks like that because if I think of not being able to remember Krishna
因为他如果是那么想的话他知道他就是没不可能想起 Krishna
Not being able to serve Krishna.
也不可能去为 Krishna 做服务了。
That's like hell.
你不可能想起 Krishna， 不可能为 Krishna 做服务，没有这些机会的话，那人生就像坠入了地狱一样。
Because for a Vaishnava.
因为对于 Krishna 的奉献者 Vaishnava 来说
，greatest satisfaction.
真正让他们内心有着极大的满足
，is always remembering Krishna.
是，总是想起 Krishna。
I have to exist to remember Krishna.
也就是说，我必须存在，我才能想起 Krishna.
How can I ever think of not existing?
所以我怎么能够去想我不再存在的这件事
？For me, to not exist would be like hell.
对我来说，不存在就像进入地狱一样。
Because I, for me, just thinking of Krishna is my greatest happiness.
对我来说，就对 Vaishnava 来说。想起 Krishna 就让我非常非常的快乐。
Just serving Krishna is my greatest satisfaction.
那为 Krishna 做奉爱服务是我更大的喜悦。
Just speaking about Krishna is my greatest happiness.
就是光是说 Krishna 就让我获得那么大的喜悦。
Just hearing about Krishna is my greatest happiness.
光是聆听有关 Krishna 就已经让我得到了巨大的喜悦。
Why is it the Greatest happiness for the Vaishnava.
为什么所有这一切活动对一个 Vaishnava 来说，他能够从中得到那么大的喜悦呢
？It's because a Vaishnava never thinks of his own happiness.
因为 Vaishnava 其实从来不会去想自己的快乐。
He never cares for his own happiness.
他根本就不在乎自己的快乐。实际上
，He only cares for Krishna's happiness.
他真正在乎的一直都是 Krishna 高兴不高兴。
And who is Krishna?
他所有做的一切都是为了 Krishna.
Specifically, very important in this verse, what is Arjuna remembering Krishna as?
所以呢，这一节诗是特别重要的，就是 Krishna 他是Arjuna 他怎么样
He's remembering him as Govinda.
所以你们看到吗？他这里他 Arjuna 一记起 Krishna 就是把他记为 Govinda.
Now I'm remembering Govinda. Who is Govinda?
那谁是 Govinda 呢
？Govinda is Krishna who gives pleasure to go.
所以是 Govinda 就是那位给予 go 快乐的 Krishna.
He gives pleasure to the senses.
也就是给予感官快乐的。Krishna 叫 Govinda.
He's always desirous to give pleasure to his devotees.
也就是 Krishna 的想法是什么呢？他是想，他总是想着怎么能够让他的奉献者高兴。
But why?
为什么？
Because a devotee never thinks of his own pleasure.
因为他的奉献者自己从来不为自己的快乐着想。
He only thinks of Krishna's pleasure.
他只想着 Krishna 让 Krishna 高兴满意。
And because he only thinks of Krishna's pleasure.
那由于他只想着 Krishna 高兴不高兴满意不满意。
Krishna thinks.
所以 Krishna 就想了。
How can I forget anybody who always thinks of my pleasure?
哪有这样的人就是说把自己都忘了老是想着我的快乐呢
？How can I not think of him?
他这 这个人他怎么就不自己不想想自己呢？
It's impossible.
哦，不，这是不可能的事情。这个人为什么他不想自己？这是不可能的事情。
He never thinks of his own happiness.
啊？
My devotee never thinks of his own happiness.
Yeah, 这个奉献者从来都不去想自己的快乐。
He's only thinking of me.
他只老想的是我。
So for a devotee to not be able to think of Krishna, to serve Krishna, it's like hell.
正因为如此，这个对奉献者来说，如果他不能想起 Krishna， 他不能够为 Krishna 做奉爱服务的话，他觉得生命就像是在地狱当中。
Because the highest pleasure for the devotee.Is to serve Krishna and to think of him and remember him always.
因为对于奉献者来说，他能够得到的最高的快乐就是回忆、想起 Krishna， 为 Krishna 做服务。
Therefore, in the most difficult times of life,
正因为如此，哪怕是在人生当中最困难的时刻
，without Krishna, I can't imagine. It's impossible. How can one live?
所以就在人生最困难的时候，如果没有 Krishna 的话，他说我没办法想象，没 Krishna 的话，一个人怎么能够活得下去
？What will one think about？
啊，那个人他在困难的时刻，他能想的是什么
？What one will simply think how to avoid suffering？
好，刚才已经说过了，那个人唯一能想的就是我怎么能够避开这个困难。
That's a dead end。
啊
，It's a dead end。
这个就是
you know the dead end is?When you come to a road and there's no place to go,
就是死胡同了。他进入一个死胡同 ，yes, no, no road, 死胡同， yeah. 进入死胡同了，知道这个吗？没出路了，这个意思。
It's a complete dead end.
啊，所以这个就是完全就是进入一个死胡同，没出路了。
We should never be thinking like that.
所以我们永远都不应该就那么去想问题。
Because the solution is only temporary.
因为我们所能够在困境当中所能够找到的那些解决问题的方式，它都是短暂的。
And the problems and difficulties will come again.
而且呢，所有的问题，所有的困难，你以为避开了一个了吧？又会来一个，它一直不断的来。
If not this life, then the next life.
啊，不是这一生来，下一辈子也会来。
Because then one has to take birth again.
啊，然后这个人还得再出生、投生。
And start all over again.
完没完没了的，就是这样。
In another situation.
啊，然后就在另外一个处境当中又去遇到困难。
With more difficulties.
啊，也许可能更困难。
Because that's the nature of life without Krishna.
因为这个就是在没有 Krishna 的情况下的生命的那种状态。
Krishna says, "Ah, Brahma Bhuvana Loka Purnavatina Mamujina." Whether you go to Brahma Loka, the highest planet, or the lowest planet, Patala.
所以 Krishna 在博迦梵歌里就说了，不管你是到了这个 Brahma 居住的那个高等星球，还是到了最低等的星球那个塔
，All places of misery, where birth and death take place.
所有的上中下，所有的地方，全部都是有着生死的痛苦之地。
But one who comes to me never has to take his birth and death.
但是到我这里来的人，永远都不用再投生了。
What does it mean, come to me?
那个来到我这里，那意思是什么？
This is the great mystery of bhakti.
这个是奉爱之途上最神秘的事情。
I saw the sign when I arrived at the hotel. This is a bhakti seminar.
哦，当我来这儿，就是昨天来的时候，上面是有一个那个标语吗？就是我们那个奉爱的这个聚会，是不是？有这个，我连看都没看到，太好看，我都没看到。
This is the great mystery of bhakti.
啊，所以实际上这个是奉爱之途上的最神秘的事情。
What does it mean when Krishna says, "Come to me"?
啊，就是当 Krishna 说来到我这里的时候，那个意思究竟是什么
？Everybody has so many different conceptions of what Krishna is saying.
啊，当就是 Krishna 说出这句话的时候，很多人读这个句子的时候，就不同的人有不同的想法。
Usually we think, "I'll enjoy forever."
好，一般的情况下，大家想的就是，那我就可以永恒的享乐。
No more suffering.
再没有。
That's what it means.
啊，这个就是这个意思。
That's what life's all about.
啊，这个就是生命的，就是。
Maybe I can have two Mercedes Benzes. Maybe I can have two Mercedes Benzes.
哦，也许我在那样的一种生活当中，我可以有两个那个就是。
I can have whatever.
奔驰，奔驰。
In the spiritual world, there are desire trees.
啊，因为在这个灵性世界里头有这个如愿树。
We demigod, said Krishna. He's Kalpataru. He's just like a desire
tree.
So Krishna can fulfill all my desires.
So Krishna can fulfill all my desires.
That sounds good too.
这听起来太棒了。
But what are my desires?
那我的这个愿望是什么呢？
I don't want to suffer.
我不想动。
That won't get us there.
啊，这个不会让我们得到这个。
It will not get us to Krishna's abode.
这种想法不可能让我们真正到达 Krishna 的居所。
If Krishna comes before us and says, "What do you want?"
啊，当 Krishna 来到我们面前说，如果 Krishna 来到我们面前说，你想要什么呀？
I don't want to suffer anymore.
你就跟他说，我再不想痛苦了。
But he can give so much more.
实际上 ，Krishna 他可以给予的太多了，更多。
How much pleasure is there in not suffering?
啊，其实是就是在这个我不想受苦了这个里面有多少的快乐。这个实际上是特别小的一个要求，是不是
？Rupa Goswami says it's like a drop of water in an ocean of pleasure.
啊，所以呢 ，Rupa Goswami 就说了，这种我不想再痛苦的这种所谓的一个。啊，缓解的状态只不过是快乐的海洋当中的一滴水而已。
That's exactly what he says. He says liberation is just like getting a drop of water. When there's a whole ocean.
嗯，所以这个实际上是 Rupa Goswami 就是这么说的。说一个人想要解脱，他只不过就是想要得到整个的快乐的海洋里面的一滴水而已。
He says the pleasure of liberation is just like that small drop.
啊，他说解脱能够让人得到那种快乐，就像快乐汪洋中的一滴水那样的一个程度。
Compared to the ocean of pleasure in bhakti.
对，那个，那是奉爱的快乐之洋里面的一滴水。
So some may say, "Why are you talking about this ocean of pleasure?"
那么我们就说了，为什么我们要来谈这种快乐的汪洋呢？
Why are you trying to tempt us into this ocean of pleasure when we're not supposed to think of our own pleasure?
啊，人们就会想了，说，你不是说我们不应该为自己的快乐着想吗？那你为什么要去谈这个快乐的汪洋呢？
Why are you tempting us?
啊，你干嘛呢？你在做什么呢？你在诱惑我们，是不是？
You just said that Vaishnava is somebody who never thinks of his own pleasure.
啊，你刚刚说了这个 Vaishnava 这些人，这些Krishna的奉献者，他们从来都不去想自己的快乐。
And now you're telling us it's a whole ocean of pleasure, bhakti. Why are you doing this?
现在你又说奉爱这个服务的这种快乐的汪洋，你在干什么呀？你
I'm only going to think of that pleasure.
啊，我怎么去想这些快乐呢？
Good.Good that you only think of that pleasure.
哈，如果我就是专，有人就问了，那如果我专门去想那个奉爱的快乐汪洋的话，那怎么办？他说很好啊，你就这么想就对了。
Because you can only get that pleasure.
啊
，finish. You can only get that pleasure if you don't think of your own pleasure.
哈，他说，因为你只有在不想自己快乐的情况下，你才能够得到那个奉爱的这个快乐的汪洋。
But Lord Chaitanya is very kind.
主太太呀，非常的仁慈。
And Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna himself,
主太太呀，他是 Krishna 本人。
He came to give a taste of that pleasure.
他来到我们面前那个时候，他就是为了让我们能够品尝一下那种快乐的那个点。
Because when you get a little taste of that pleasure,
因为你得到了那么一点点的那种快乐，你品尝到了那个一点点的话。
Then you won't want any other kind.
你如果真的品尝到了的话，实际上你再也不想要其他类型的快乐。
Just a little tiny drop of that pleasure.
啊，只要我们真正的品尝到了那个奉爱快乐汪洋中的那么一点点滴的快乐的话
，can drown the whole universe.
你就能够，它就淹没整个宇宙。
Lord Chaitanya came to give that a little taste of that pleasure.
主产量干嘛来了？他就是来让我们能够品尝到那种快乐的。
Vyasadeva speaks about it in Srimad Bhagavatam.
Vyasadeva 在《圣典薄伽瓦谭》里专门说了这个事情。
He says that Anyone who forsakes his material occupation to engage in the devotional service of the Lord.
啊，他就说，任何一个人如果就是放弃自己的物质的所有的那些个职责，然后专门只为至尊主做奉爱服务的话，
he may fall down in an immature stage.
也许他会在不成熟的时候，有的时候跌倒。
But there's never any danger of his being unsuccessful.
但是，对于他未来的整个的成功。
On the other hand, a non-devotee, even if he perfectly engages in his occupational activities, he doesn't gain anything.
但是呢，相反，那些个非奉献者、物质主义者，哪怕他各方面的职责都履行得非常好，到最后他什么也没有。
Actually, it's Narada Muni who said this.
啊，实际上这个是 Narada Muni 说的。
Narada Muni said it to Vyasadeva.
是 Narada Muni 跟 Vyasadeva 说的。
And Vyasadeva wrote it down.
然后 Vyasadeva 把它给写下来了，记下来。
So Narada said to Vyas.
Narada 对 Vyasadeva 说
，My dear Vyas.
我亲爱的 Vyas.
Even though a devotee may sometimes fall down somehow or other.
啊，有的时候甚至就是奉献者，有的时候因为某种原因最后堕落了，或者是摔倒了。
He'll never become an ordinary fruit of worker again.
他都。再也不可能成为一个普普通通的那种功利性的。
Because anyone who has once relished even a little taste of Krishna's lotus feet.
因为任何一个人，如果他品尝到了这个 Krishna 的莲花足上的甘露，哪怕一点点
，He'll never forget that ecstasy.
他永远都不会忘了自己在品尝到那种。甘露以后所有的心醉神迷的感受
，permanent，
这是永恒的，在他的记忆中。
It's an indelible impression in the heart.
嗯，那个是永恒的印在他的心中了。
That one will never be able to forget.
那个人永远都不会忘了那种感受。
That's the pleasure of bhakti.
这个就是我们走奉爱之途最后能够得到的快乐。
So once the devotee's gotten just a little taste,
所以呢，当这个奉献者哪怕得到这样的一种品味，一点点他体会到了
，he'll never be able to forget and always think, I gotta have it back again.
嗯，那这样的奉献者，他永远都不会忘了他心中曾经感受过的那种感受，因此他总是就会想，我什么时候才能够再次得到这样的感受
？And that's why Vyasadeva speaks about this.
这就是为什么 Vyasadeva 就谈论了这一点。
He speaks about it to help us understand that this a much higher taste than not suffering.
嗯 ，Vyasadeva 之所以谈这一点，他就是要让帮助我们能够理解到，其实有更高更大的快乐，比那种光想着说哦，我再也不要痛苦的那种感觉，那要美好的多了。
So much so that anyone who has already realized that there's no real taste in living to not suffer.
嗯，所以说呢，到最后人们就会觉得，光是活着就想着说我再也不要什么痛苦了，那个真的是这种生活有什么味道？没有滋味的。
After hearing about this taste, they'll think, I want it.
所以当人听到说哇，原来还有那种更高的品味的时候，那个人就会想了，我想要感受那种。
I want to know what that tastes.
我想要了解那样的一种感受是什么。
I'm ready to do anything. I want to know what that tastes.
我现在为了能够体会到那种滋味，我什么都愿意做。
I'll undergo any austerities, any difficulties, just to get a glimpse of what that taste is.
就是为了能够感受到他说的这种。令人心醉神迷的感受，我无论从事什么苦行，做什么，我都愿意。人就会这么想。
And Srimad Bhagavatam says, "Akama savo kamo va moksha karu udamadi ti vena bhakti yogi na yajita purusha param." He says that if a person is actually intelligent,
圣严伯达瓦塔利就说了，一个人如果真正的有智慧的话
，he'll worship Krishna，
他就会去崇拜 Krishna。
Even if one has no material desires,
啊，哪怕一个人说没有物质的这个欲望
，even if he's desiring liberation,
或者他这个有这个解脱的欲望
，even if he's filled with material desires,
或者一个人他是内心充满了物质欲望
，the intelligent person will go to Krishna.
不管这些个人是什么状态，只要他是有智慧的，他 他就会要去下崇拜。为什么？
Just like I was, like I said, I was just in Vrindavan.
啊，这个就像我刚才说的，就像我刚刚在 Vrindavan 那个时候。
I was reading one verse by Prabodhananda Saraswati, who glorifies Vrindavan.
啊，那个时候我就读了那个Prabodhananda Saraswati。Prabodhananda Saraswati, 他写了一首诗，是怎么样的赞美那个 Vrindavan。
And in this verse, he was saying, he says, for those who desire sense gratification.
他在他的那节诗里就说了，对那些想要进行感官享乐的人。
Then come to Govindavan because you'll get the greatest sense gratification.
好，那么你就到干脆去找狗命的，因为你可以得到更大的感官享乐。
He said.For those who are desiring liberation,
说那些个想要得到解脱的人
you should know that in Vrindavan, you can get liberation very easily.
你应该对于想要解脱的人，你们应该知道，在 Vrindavan 得到解脱那是太容易不过的事儿了。
Without having to suffer from all kinds of difficult austerities.
那个容易到什么程度？根本就不需要为了解脱去经历那么多那么多让人痛苦的苦行。
And for those who desire devotional service,
而那些个想要做奉爱服务的人
，You should know that devotional service is very deeply hidden in Vrindavan. You can't find it so easily.
啊，对那些个想要做奉爱服务的人，你们应该知道，在 Vrindavan 这个地方，奉爱服务是被深深的。掩藏起来了，不会让你那么容易就找到。
But it's there.
但是就在那儿哦。
And the way to get it is to hear from his devotees.
而怎么才能够得到这个奉爱服务的机会呢？就是从 Krishna 的奉献者那里去聆听。
That to render service to Vrindavan.
而且呢，为 Vrindavan 做服务。
So whatever you want, whether you want liberation, whether you want sense gratification, whether you want bhakti.You can get it all in Vrindavan.
啊，他就是描述说，不论你要什么，你想要感官享乐，你想要解脱，你还是想要做奉爱服务，在 Vrindavan 这个地方，你都可以得到。
Because when you come in contact with Vrindavan, which is not different from Krishna.
因为一个人一旦接触了 Vrindavan, 他就是跟接触了 Krishna 是一样。
You become purified.
你就会得到净化。
That is the nature of coming in contact with Krishna.
这个就是跟 Krishna.接触的那个真相。
So even if one thinks, I want that pleasure, I want that pleasure that Krishna gives.
所以一个人如果他想说，我想要得到 Krishna 给的那种快乐。
You're thinking of Krishna.
其实你就已经想 Krishna.
Because there's only one type of pleasure that Krishna gives.
因为 Krishna 只给一种快乐。
He gives the pleasure.
他
of pure devotional service.
他赐予我们做。纯粹奉爱服务能得到的快乐。
All other pleasures, yes, ultimately Krishna bestows all benedictions.
那其他的所有的快乐，其实 Krishna 都是顺便就已经都给了。
But the highest benediction.
但是最高的利益。
Is the pleasure the devotee experiences from serving Krishna.
最高的那个利益就是奉献者。在为 Krishna 做奉爱服务的时候所能感受到的那种快乐。
Therefore, in all conditions of life, a devotee simply tries to remember Krishna.
因此，一个奉献者，无论在生命当中遇到什么样的情况，他唯一做的就是想起 Krishna.
That's exactly the point that is being made in this verse.
这个就是这节诗里头谈到的重点。
Not only in difficult times, but in all times.
不是说仅仅只有困难的时候我们才想起 Krishna, 而是在生命中的每时每刻我们都应该想起 Krishna.
The best solution for all problems.
这个是什么呢？解决所有问题的最佳的方式。
This is called Hey Govinda.
那这个方式就是 Hey Govinda, 叫出来。
Just remember Krishna.
这个就是想起 Krishna 了。
Krishna gives his assurance that he always protects his devotees.
而 Krishna 向我们保，就 Krishna 他就保证了，他说他会永远保护他的奉献者。
Those who are always endeavoring to remember him.
对那些个一直努力想起 Krishna 的人。
And Krishna even says, for those who are always endeavoring to remember me, I give them the help they need to come to me.
他可是呢就说了，对那些个一直努力想起我的人啊，我就是会给他所有的提供所有的便利条件，让他能够来到我身边。
And that is the difference between the karmis, the gyanis, and the bhaktis.
这个就是物质主义者、心智思辨者和奉献者之间的区别。
The gyanis think, I'll do it myself.
心智思辨者想的就是我要自己做。
I'll understand this, my, the position of the Supreme.
我透过自己的努力，我就能够了解至尊者的状态和地位。
By dint of my own efforts, I will achieve perfection.
我就是用我自己的努力，我会得到完美。
Whereas the devotee is always remembering Krishna, I can't do anything without you.
而奉献者呢，是什么状态呢？他就一直都是想着 Krishna， 就是 Krishna， 没有你，我什么都做不了。
And the devotee says.If you, whatever you want me to go to hell, you want me to go to heaven, you want me liberation, whatever you want, that's fine with me.
Krishna, 奉献者的想法是什么呢？就是 Krishna, 你想让我到地狱去，还是要我解脱，还是要让我怎么样？反正无论你想要我怎么样，对我来说都 OK， 我都接受。
Just don't let me forget you.
但是就是别让我忘了你。
Because wherever I am, if I can remember you.I'm happy.
因为无论我在哪里，只要我能够想起你，我就会快乐。
But if I forget you, it's like hell.
但是如果我忘了你的话，那整个生命就像在地狱一样。
So the devotee, he always thinks of Krishna.
所以 Krishna 的奉献者，他永远想的都是 Krishna.
And because Krishna is a person.
而由于 Krishna 是个人，
he always thinks of his devotee.
他老想着他的奉献者。
It's a natural relationship.
这个就是很自然的一个想法，一个关系的状态。
It's the best relationship.
这个实际上是最棒的一种关系。
Everybody wants to find satisfaction in relationships.
所有的人都希望在某种关系里头得到满足。
Why not go for the best relationship?
那为什么不要去得到那个就是建立起那个最好的关系呢？
Krishna never forgets anybody who remembers him.
Krishna 永远都不会忘了那些个一直不断想着他的人。
He never even forgets the smallest amount of service rendered to him.
无论是谁，哪怕只做了一点点微不足道的服务，他也永远都不会忘了这个人做什么。
Even the smallest amount of service has eternal benefit.
也就是说，在我们的生命当中，我们哪怕为 Krishna 做哪怕一点点服务。我们都会得到那个永恒的利益。
And Krishna will never let that person go.
而且 ，Krishna 永远都不会让这样的一个人离开他了。
Never let him go.
他永远都不会让他。
He may fall.
也许他会堕落。
But it's very temporary.
但是那是非常短暂的一个状态。
Won't let him go.
他不会放开他。
Because anyone who's once relished a little taste of that satisfaction won't be able to forget.
因为任何一个人。他哪怕有一次品尝过做奉爱服务的那种满足的感觉的话，他永远都不会再忘记那种感觉。
I remember, I think I've told this story here before.
他说，我想我以前讲过一个故事。
It's probably not a very good way to end the class, but it's a good story.
尽管就是说用这个故事来结束我的讲课好像不大好，但是是一个挺好的故事。
Sorry. It was about a person.Way back in the 70s, you used to come to our temple.
Oh, yes. I remember, yeah. 他讲过就是在70年代的时候有一个人到他们的那个庙里来那个故事。
You remember that story?
你们大家记得吗？记得吗？
Some of them do. All right. I'll make it short.
我讲短点。
There was...In the early 1970s, there was one young boy who used to come to our temple quite frequently.
对，就是在那个七十年代初的时候啊，就是有一个年轻男子，他经常来我们的庙。
And every time he came to the temple, he would stay for some time and be real enthusiastic.
每一次他来到庙里头，他都会住一段时间，然后是充满了热情在那个地方。
But then all of a sudden he would disappear.
然后呢，你就会发现过一段时间突然就不见了。
That we wouldn't see him for some time.
然后我们就会有一段时间都看不见这个人。
And then he'd come back again.
然后突然他又出现了。
And he would ask, "Can I stay in the temple again?"
然后呢，就会问说，我能不能在这庙里住一段时间
？So he'd come to the temple, he'd be very enthusiastic, and he'd disappear.
然后接下来在庙里住的时候，又是特别热情在那，然后突然一下又不见了。
And it went on like that many times.
然后呢，就这样一次又一次这样的事情发生。我们这儿经常发生这样。Our center also happens. Things happen.
And then once he left, and then we didn't see him for a very long time.
然后有一次就很久很久，我们都没有再看见这个人。
And then then.We didn't know this at the time, but then the temple started getting phone calls.
好，那当然那个时候我们就并没有在意这件事情，没注意到。可是呢，就在那段时间里头，这个庙里头老是接到电话。
And the person, we didn't recognize his voice.
我们当然就并不知道是谁打的，那个声音我们听不出来。
We had no idea who it was.
我们不知道谁。
And the person, we pick up the phone, the person would start blaspheming Krishna.
然后不管是谁庙里一接人接起电话，那个电话另一端的那个人就是一直不断的说一些个侮辱 Krishna 的话。
We just immediately hang the phone.
那当然，奉献者听了马上就会把这个电话就挂了。
Then the phone would ring again.
然后那个电话又响起来。
Same person.
只要一听到是同一个人的声音，就哎呀，又挂了。
Sometimes we wait a little while, and then a week, 2 weeks later, the phone call would come again.
然后有的时候一个星期、两个星期没电话，突然又响起来了。
Some person was there blaspheming.
然后呢，你只要一这个拿起来，又开始去侮辱，啪啪啪的。
And we started. We called the telephone company. We wanted to try to find out if we could trace the call.
所以到最后呢，就骚扰的我们，最后直接给那个电话公司，就是要就是打电话的说，我们想要明白到底是谁在，就是做这种事情，最好避开这个。
But the telephone company couldn't help us.
但是呢，那个电话公司也没有办法找到。
But then all of a sudden, this boy came back to the temple again.
结果一段长时间以后，突然这个男孩，这个是年轻男子，就又来中心了，来庙里。
It was many years later.
这个是已经好几年以后又来了。
And we noticed there were no phone calls.
但是后来我们就发现，自从他来我们庙里头的时候，哎，那个电话没了。
The whole time he was in the temple.
只要他在庙里头的时候，就没人给我们打这种电话。
So we started to wonder if there was some connection.
所以我们就开始想了，这好像中间有点什么联系。
And then actually one devotee approached him.
后来有一个奉献者就去找他。
And he was trying to hide it.
然后他当时就想要躲开。
And he said, finally he confessed. He said, "Yes, it was me."
最后当然了，他就是。最后告白了，承认了，说真是我打的。
And he was thinking, he said, he explained, he said, I was thinking that Krishna won't let me go.
他的解释是什么呢？他就是他想要走开，但是 Krishna 好像不放开他。
Every time I leave the temple, I go out and I try to enjoy and be happy, but Krishna won't let me forget him.
每一次其实我离开庙的时候，我就想到外头去好好享乐一番了，但是 Krishna 他不让我忘了他。
No matter how much I tried,
他不管我怎么试
Krishna wouldn't let me forget him.
就 Krishna 他就不让我忘了他
And he said it was causing me so much suffering. I was thinking the only way Krishna will forget me is if I start blaspheming him and blaspheming his devotees.
所以因为他在努力享乐的时候，因为他不能忘了 Krishna， 他是享乐不了的实际上，所以他就说特别痛苦。因此后来就想，怎么才能够让 Krishna 放开手，让我走吧？所以我就觉得我应该辱骂 Krishna， 我辱骂 Krishna 奉献者，这样他就不理我。
And he was praying, Krishna, let me go, let me go, let me go.
然后他就跟 Krishna 说，让我离开吧，让我离放开我吧，放开我吧。
Krishna, let me go.So now I'm back in the temple again.
So now I'm back in the temple again.
Of course he left again. We never heard of him again. Never heard from him again. But I'm sure Krishna wouldn't let him go. Krishna just doesn't forget.
Krishna, 他真的他就不会忘记
It's not so easy to Tell Krishna, let me go.
所以说呢，我们直接就是跟 Krishna 说放开我吧，不是那么容易的事儿。
Course, I don't recommend anybody to try to follow the same path.
他说我讲这个故事不是为了鼓励大家，自己要堕落的时候就用这种方式。
But whatever service one renders, Krishna will never forget.
但是想说明的就是。无论一个人为 Krishna 做过什么样的事
，Krishna
永远都不知道。
If you offend his devotees,
他说：“但是呢，确实是当你去冒犯奉献者的
，then Krishna won't forgive so easily.
那当然 ，Krishna 也不会轻易的就饶了你。
Towards himself, he may forgive.
就是如果一个人冒犯 Krishna 本人，他倒是挺原谅的，他挺容易的就原谅那个人。
His devotees are very dear to him. If you offend his devotees, Krishna won't forgive so easily.
但是如果Krishna 特别爱某一个奉献者，然后你去冒犯他的话 ，Krishna 不会轻易的原谅。
So, what we should learn from this is the importance of remembering Krishna.
所以呢，我们在所有这个里面所要学到的就是记住 Krishna， 铭记 Krishna 非常重要。
And that's what life is all about.
而这个是生命的本质。
Because if we make life simply all about not suffering.
因为如果我们整个的人生就是努力怎么避开痛苦
we'll only have to continue the suffering by temporary solutions.
那么我们就会一直不断地采取一些个短暂的方式，但是我们的生命会一直痛苦下去。
But if we learn that life is meant for remembering Krishna,
但是如果我们学习，我们的生命是要记住 Krishna,
then Krishna will take care of everything else.
那 Krishna 他就会照顾我们所有的一切。
We simply have to make the effort to remember him.
我们唯一要做的事情就是努力的要记住他。
Whatever condition of life we are in.
不论我们在生命当中遇到什么样的情况，我们都应该记着。
Whether happiness or in distress.
无论我们是在快乐的时候，还是在特别就是沮丧痛苦的时候。
My devotee's only aspiration is to always remember Krishna and to never forget him.
这个奉献者。激励他的就是要永远铭记 Krishna， 永远都不要忘了 Krishna。
And Krishna is so kind that he leaves behind a way that we can remember him。
而 Krishna 他是那么的仁慈，他走的时候，他给我们留下了所有的一切，我们可以记住他的东西。
He left behind his instructions for our, not just for Arjuna but for everyone。
他给我们留下了那个教导，不是仅仅是为了尔朱那，而是为了所有人类的那个教导。
Because his instructions are good for all time and all places.
因为那个教导是在无论是什么时空、什么样的情况下都适用的，都是。
He even told Arjuna many, many births both you and I have had. I can remember all of them, but you can't remember.
他甚至跟尔朱那说，生生世世过去了，你忘了所有的，但是我记着每一生每一世。
Previously, I gave these same instructions to the sun god Vibhas one.
我曾经给太阳神维瓦斯万讲过这样的教导。
Many, many millions of years before.
这是几百万年前我就讲过这个教导。
And imparted them to Ikshvaku and then Manu.
然后呢，这个最后就一代一代他们传下来，传到了人类之父玛努。
So these instructions are meant for all time and all place.
所以这些个教导是所有的时空、所有的情况都适用的教导。
So this is the way that Krishna has given everyone, all of us, we're fortunate to have come in contact with his teachings.
所以呢，这个教导就是给所有那些我们能够有幸来到这里来能够接触到这样知识的人。
And of course, this is the benefit.That we can obtain by attending events like this.
那当然了，我们能够就是参加这样的活动，实际上对我们的好处是非常大。
Is there opportunities to increase our remembrance of Krishna and to hear about it?
因为这样的活动给我们提供了让我们永远记住 Krishna， 不要忘了他的那个机会。
And to chant and to glorify him.
然后呢，给了我们机会能够吟诵、吟唱、荣耀他。
So we can take these memories.With us when we leave.
所以呢，当我们离开这样的一个活动的时候，我们可以带着所有的这些个美好的记忆离开。
Put them into practice in our daily life.
然后把我们所在这里学到的东西在生活当中去实践。
It's the goal of everything we do.
这个就是我们所做的一切最终要达到的目标。
And if we forget that this is the goal, it may be very difficult for us.
To do all this.
Yes.
Yeah. 就是如果我们忘了我们做这个的目的就是为了达到永远记住它不要忘了它的话
sometime.
那么我们做所有的事情到最后其实都是觉得会非常困难的做下去
Sometimes we may find ourselves asking the question, why am I doing this?
有的时候我们就会真的自己就会问自己我为什么在做所有这些、
right.
Yesterday I asked in my pen, I even cried because so tired. Yeah.、
Huh?So, we may ask ourselves, why am I doing this? Yes.
所以有的时候有的时刻我们甚至就在问自己说我为什么 我做所有这些到底是为了什么
We should always have the right answer.
那我们应该永远得到的是正确的答案
Not only an answer, but the right answer.
啊，不是说这个答案而是应该是得到对的答案
There's a reason for doing everything.
啊，就是做所有这一切的那个目的
And the goal is to bring pleasure to Krishna.
那个我们做所有这一切的目的就是为了让 Krishna 满意高兴。
And as well to give pleasure to Krishna's devotees.
而且是给予 Krishna 的奉献者高兴，让他们满意，这是我们做所有这些的。
Because if we give pleasure to Krishna's devotees, then Krishna is pleased.
因为如果我们能让 Krishna 的奉献者高兴满意的话 ，Krishna 就会对我们高兴满意。
This consciousness will carry us all the way back to Godhead.
这样的意识状态就会带着我们一直回到守神身边。
And Krishna will never let his devotees go.
而 Krishna 永远都不会放他的奉献者，不是不会让他们离开。
Okay.
Okay. 阿克恰格说：“所以你现在都逃不了。”So, No escape.
It's too late.
来不及了。
Prabhupada said the same thing.
他说的是同样的事情。
It's too late.
说太晚了一点。
Is it?I remember before I came to Krishna Consciousness, I read a book by Jean-Paul Sartre called No Exit. Did you read that?
No.
Existentialist?
He was talking to Agachar, he remembered that he was a real devotee before he read Sartre's book. It's the existentialism of Sartre's existentialism.
But this is different.
This is different.
All right, so we can stop here? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.